The Team Awesome Morning Party Podcast, brought to you by Persecuted, in theaters July 18th. More info online at persecutedmovie.com and get your tickets now at fandango.com.
From Millennium Entertainment, what if standing for your faith stood in the way of evil?
Cannot water down the gospel to advance anybody's political agenda.
Evangelist John Luther opposes the sweeping religious reform in America and is framed for murder to silence him. Now a fugitive, his mission brings him face to face with the coming storm of persecution that will threaten the Christian community. Persecuted, starring Fred Thompson, James Remar, and Natalie Grant. Rated PG-13. Parents strongly cautioned. In theaters July 18th.
May I have your attention, please?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
That's how the day starts.
That's how.
Why?
Happy day of the morning.
Good morrow, everyone.
Good morrow. We're going to quit while we're ahead.
Yep. We'll be out.
I'm just kidding.
We're here. Monday, July 14th, which I don't know if you guys knew, is 2 days until my birthday.
Yeah, it is.
2 days.
2 days until this guy's birthday.
Team Awesome Morning Party brought to you in part by Persecuted the Movie. In theaters, July 18th. That's this Friday. Details, persecutedmovie.com, or you can always go to our website, mystaticradio.com as well. In fact, I think we got some cool stuff up there.
Yeah, we do.
On the films.
Guys, tonight is Run River North.
Whatnots. Yeah, dude. Now, here's the thing. Run River North, it's going down this evening, 7 o'clock at the Lobo Theater. Tickets will be available until noon, and then they are pulling them to leave possible opportunity for tickets at the door.
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't guarantee. So just get there early because, dude, Run River North is tonight.
That's right.
Run River North is tonight.
Don't miss it.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's going to be an incredible show. Chad Barella, Run River North, $5 show. Yes.
Resource not available.
Nice. Nice. I love it.
Guys, tonight is going to be so great, and if you miss it, then you deserve to get kicked. So don't miss it.
Let's take a phone call. Static!
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. Waking up and getting ready. Today is another summer workout day.
Oh, snap.
Man, that's crazy, Matthew.
Yes, it is. It's a crazy day. I do love working with the guys. They're all good. And besides, I have a couple of friends on the team, so it makes it all worth fun.
That's good. That's good news. So what exactly do you do while you're there?
Well, basically, one thing I have to do is I have to get the water filled up for the guys.
Okay.
And I have to go help the coach get the equipment out of our storage facility on campus and anything else they might need help with. It could range from, you know, just making sure the guys have the equipment, you know, even if it's just getting them some paperwork from the office or providing snacks during a, like, a big event like the Southwest 7-on-7 we had recently or a camp we have at the school like we did the last few days. So, yeah, it's pretty fun. I do have the privilege of working with four other managers, Michaela, Megan, and Deidre. Work with all those girls. They're all great. And they tell you, it's easy to work with others because then, hey, you don't have to all do everything just yourself.
Hey, I like that.
That's right.
Don't do it by yourself. Get the Michaelas involved.
Speaking of not doing it by yourself, can we get a song request from you?
Yeah!
Oh, of course. Of course, guys. Let's see. This morning, do you guys have any, like, motivating songs in there by Amberlynn?
Yes.
By Amberlynn.
Amberlynn was on tour, and this local band opened for them at a show.
Yeah.
And then Steven from Amberlynn said, these guys are going to be huge. We should make sure somebody signs them, and got their information. And somebody signed them, and they're called Run River North. Inspirational
song. That's
motivation.
That's nice. I'm definitely glad that somebody signed those guys, because I believe that, you know what? Everybody's chance to shine.
Amen.
If you work hard, you have a band, you have everything that you possibly can, do your best, I believe you have the chance to shine.
There you go.
Time.
There you go. And they're going to shine tonight at the Lobo Theater. Tickets are only $5.
All right. I definitely will pass the info along to my fellows on the team and let them know.
All right.
Thanks,
there you go,
bud.
Matthew.
Hey, guys. And that song is going to go out to those people out there this morning waking up.
Mm.
Get up, guys. Get up, please. Time to get on up. Time to start your day.
Get on up.
Style.
Get up. What up? All right.
Thanks,
there you
guys.
Go.
Talk
thanks,
to you
Matthew.
Tomorrow.
All
bye.
Right, Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody. Inspirational.
Get on up.
Inspiration. Looking for it? Tonight, I'm telling you, man. Run River North. Don't miss it.
Don't.
Tickets are $5. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
They're walking heavy to the beat of a broken drum. Digging for worth in a land.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
It is time for breaking news. It is Monday, July 14th, 2014.
Boom! I'm
saying the correct date because tonight's Run River North. And Doug is ready. Steve-O is ready.
Mm-hmm.
Doug has a jacket on because it is freezing up in here.
Yeah.
It is freezing. I have a hoodie in that room, and I'm going to get it. Check this out. This is different. Today's number of the day is 4.
Ooh. Average number of... I don't know.
It's the average age that a child starts asking for a cell phone.
What?
4 years old. Doug, is baby Case going to get a cell phone at 4?
No.
Two of them.
Two of them.
Doug says two. He's going to get him a Verizon phone and an AT&T phone.
One for home, one for like work stuff.
Yeah. He's going to be a busy baby.
Yeah.
The World Cup is finally over.
Ugh.
Germany is the champion of the world.
Yep.
And it's the true champion of the world. It's not like America where we say, world champs, NFL. Because that's just us.
Yeah, yeah.
You won a Super Bowl. You're the world champion of football. This is the real world champion.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty cool.
Stoked on that.
Yeah.
Good job, Germany. That was a great game.
Good game.
Heart goes out to Messi, though. I felt so bad.
My heart goes out to Brazil as well. Because ever since they lost the one guy... they have not been able to recover.
Yeah.
And that's sad, because it was in their country.
Yep.
And they're really into it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're from South America and you like something, you are very into it. And you just cry when you get upset.
Yeah.
Whoa. LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, who divorced several years ago, are getting back together.
Yeah.
Joint custody.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
The Decision, Part 2.
Yeah.
The Return.
The Undecision.
Part 1. Pretty interesting. Interesting for Cleveland. We'll see what happens. According to a new study, hydrogen sulfide, the gas you pass, helps keep cells healthy.
I tried to tell Dawn this,
and she didn't believe me, but it's science, so... Sorry, Dawn. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Amazon has filed a request with the FAA to run test flights of its delivery drones. Drones everywhere. Flying in the street.
This is real life.
We're about to have... It's going to be like Minority Report outside before we know it. Cars driving themselves up and down walls. People flying around.
So do the drones drive themselves or is it like a remote control thing?
I'm guessing it's remote control.
Okay. So people are still going to have jobs, kind of.
Yeah, but I'm talking about cars driving themselves, because that's soon. That's
going to
happen.
Yeah,
I'd love that. As you know, Robin Thicke has gone on this massive media campaign to try to woo back his estranged wife, Paula Patton, who finally got sick and tired of his cheating. Well, now he's teamed up with 1-800-FLOWERS so that any desperate man caught cheating can purchase a $350 get-her-back bouquet.
Okay.
For that kind of money, you get 100 premium long stem roses. So if you're out there, maybe this is for you.
Gosh.
It's going to work, right? It's worked for Robin Thicke.
Nope.
Except not at all. So maybe you should spend $350 and see if it works for you.
Ugh.
Because why not?
It's terrible.
A new report says that sports injuries amongst children is on the rise. That's sad.
Yeah.
Don has a theory that Albuquerque is going to be the great equalizer. Because normally, throughout the world's population, there's two women to every one man. But Albuquerque, most of our friends have boys.
Yep.
There's a large population of boys here. So Don says, this is where the tide turns.
This is where
turns.
It begins.
Yeah.
This is where it begins, y'all.
Speaking of the tide turning, we watched a show last night called The Strain.
Oh.
And it's crazy.
It's intense.
It's like The Walking Dead, but with vampires.
Or are they?
Or are they?
Ooh.
They're very similar to vampires. Yes. If they're not vampires.
It's, yeah, I can't explain it.
That's fine.
I read the books. I'm a nerd.
He knows what they are.
It's intense, man.
They have these things that come out of their mouth, and they suck your blood out.
Yeah.
So they're like this weird parasite vampire cross hybrid thing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep.
Oh, pretty cool.
So good.
It was intense and it was long. It was like 2 hours long.
Yeah,
the premiere was crazy.
It was pretty crazy.
I'm about to start yelling. I put up a picture of a baby dressed as a taco on our Facebook if anybody's
interested.
Why
not?
Because it's Monday.
Right.
Run River North is tonight, so why
not?
In China, a famous news anchor was yanked off the air mid-broadcast and taken into custody. I have no idea why.
What?
That's all it says. The sentence just says, this is what happened. That's it.
Now I have a fun story.
Lack of information, Mateo. It's not my fault.
Yes, it is.
Self-dialogue. Inner dialogue.
Outer dialogue,
quit talking. A plane trailing a banner with a swastika flew over sunbathers at the beach in Brooklyn Saturday. Stupid.
Yeah.
In Russia, a woman mistakenly thought to be dead woke up at her own funeral.
Oh, wow.
She promptly then had a heart attack and died.
Are you serious?
That's what it says. This is not in the joke part. This is in the real part.
Oh, my gosh.
She died at her own funeral. Not a lot of people can say that. Still not as cool as getting eaten by a dinosaur, but pretty up there.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah. She woke up at her own funeral and had a heart attack. Doug, will you try to find more info on that? Yeah,
that's
on it.
That's crazy.
He is on it. He is on it. Oh, this is a story we saw. Check this out. Guitarist Malcolm Brickhouse, bassist Alec Atkins, and drummer Jared Dawkins have signed a two-record deal with Sony. As the metal band Unlocking the Truth, the trio of Brooklyn 8th graders got their start with street performances around Times Square.
8th graders.
The difference being that these are 13 and 12-year-olds, as opposed to your normal, we're 20-something getting signed. The deal secures $60,000 up front for the boys on their first LP, with a possible $350,000 advance on their second record. What's more, if Sony goes all the way with the 6-record contract, the band could net upwards of $1.7 million. Because of the members' ages, the contract had to be approved in the Manhattan Supreme Court, which it was. Alan Sachs, the band's manager, told the New York Post that the deal gives a group of young black musicians a chance to redefine the perception of metal music, a genre typically dominated by white males. And that is very true.
Yeah.
When I saw the video, I could not believe what I was seeing and hearing.
I couldn't
either. I saw a video of them playing at Coachella and was blown away because they are incredible.
And they're 12.
They're 12 and 13 years old.
Ugh.
And the fact that they're from Brooklyn and black and they're playing metal.
Yeah.
I mean, not, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like, whoa!
Yeah.
It is. It's genre-defying. Hopefully.
So is it a gimmick, do you think? I mean, I don't think they are, but do you think that's why Sony was like, hello?
I think every successful musical artist has a gimmick.
Yeah.
Because you have to have one to sell it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, like, cheesy or lame, but everybody has something that makes them marketable. When we first got signed, back in the day, we were part of Sony.
Yeah.
And our A&R people said, does anybody have a story? Like, did you overcome some obstacle to get where you are today? That's why you have so many artists that come out and it's like, well, let's see. Biggest example recently, Jamie Grace, Tourette's.
Yeah.
Jamie Grace has Tourette's.
Okay.
Which is funny because I worked with somebody in Nashville that went to college with her and he said she never had Tourette's during college.
Interesting.
But anyway, most artists have, and I don't know here or there, so I'm not gonna
I'm
not gonna die on that cross.
But that anyway. I mean that's what
Yeah.
That's what sells.
This is a selling point. It got me interested. Yeah. It made me want to read the article.
Yeah. It made us watch a video of them.
And they're incredible.
They are.
So.
They are metal.
Call it what you will. We'll see how it goes for them, though. Yeah, they sound like old school, like, metal. Like
yeah.
Early 80s. Yeah. Metallica, sort of.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, old Ride the Lightning, Kill 'Em All.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. The federal government is continuing to dole out millions of dollars to people who shouldn't get them, except for me. A government watchdog agency said an estimated $106 billion in payments were made in error last year. $106
wow.
billion. Dollars,
wow.
Meaning they were the wrong amount, went to the wrong person, or lacked sufficient documentation. These payments include tax refunds, unemployment benefits, Social Security benefits, Medicare and Medicaid coverage. The improper payments could be even higher, since not all agencies even reported to the Government Accountability Office. So, it's your money! Wait, who's the guy that's got all the question marks on his suit? And he's like, there's the government's giving out millions of dollars!
Yeah. The Riddler.
Yeah, the Riddler. That's who he is.
Yeah.
He's running around telling me I can get money, but I don't trust him because it never works for me. And that makes me sad. Where's my thing that I wanted to read? It was a really funny story and it disappeared. Dang it. I don't know where it went. Scientists have found that fart smell can potentially offer health benefits in a range of issues like cancer, diabetes, stroke, heart attacks, and dementia. The lead researcher says, although hydrogen sulfide is well known as a pungent, foul-smelling gas in rotten eggs and flatulence, it is naturally produced in the body and could in fact be a healthcare hero with significant implications for future therapies for a variety of diseases. What this means to me is that hospitals and all that are going to start smelling a lot stinkier. Mm. Although farts are toxic in large doses, small amounts can help protect cells by preserving mitochondria. When cells become stressed by disease, they draw in enzymes to generate minute quantities of hydrogen sulfide. This keeps the mitochondria ticking over and allows cells to live. So farts are good, everybody.
My granddad was right.
Your granddad is always right.
This is the oldest saying he always said was, hey, farts stop hearts attacks.
I don't think
he ever said that.
I think
that
you
actually.
Added think, part of it, yeah. But it sounds right.
Yeah.
So we'll go with it. An exhibition in Mirikaiwa, Japan welcomes visitors with a gigantic toilet that flushes them. The project, titled Toilet, Human Waste and Earth's Future, features a series of hands-on activities for kids to learn about poop, what it's made of, where it goes, and why it's such an integral part of life. And we're learning more and more about that every day.
Yeah!
And in fact, if you're grossed out right now, the next time you ride an elevator, you might want to wear gloves. Turns out elevator buttons are filthier than toilet seats.
Ugh.
According to the study, the prevalent buttons with bacteria... Oh, gosh. The prevalence of bacteria on the buttons was 61%. On toilet seats, it's 43%. The only good news here is the type of bacteria found by researchers was unlikely to make you sick, but still. 61% bacteria elevator buttons. They always feel greasy.
Ugh.
Anytime you press an elevator button, it's like, meh.
That's why when you walk in, you stand away from the door if somebody's already in there and you go, 12, please.
I kick it. Kick the elevator button.
So you're part of the problem because you've probably got stuff on your feet.
I don't care.
And then you just transfer.
I got boogers on my shoes.
Ugh.
I'm still going to kick it. I'm not going to.
Yeah, don't touch
it. I'm not going to touch it with my finger.
Don't touch it.
Oh, my gosh. It's a lot of poop stories today. So I'm going to read every single one of them. Police in Uxbridge, Massachusetts are trying to find out who dropped their pants on a railroad bridge and pooped on a train. They found those who unloaded the fecal freight could face a number of charges, among them disorderly conduct, disturbing the peace, and open and gross lewdness. Police said, if we catch you with your pants down defecating on the train, you'll be charged with everything we can find that fits the elements of the crime. They're doing the hard, hard cases. Law and Order, SV Poo. The mayor of a Mexican fishing village has married a crocodile. The wedding is part of a long tradition, which locals believe brings them prosperity. Would you marry a crocodile if it made you prosperous?
Nope. Oh.
You should.
There's a joke in there.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. In a scene straight out of Dumb and Dumber, a corpse on a gurney fell out of a coroner's van when a door malfunctioned, sending the dead body into the middle of a busy road in Pennsylvania.
Oh, no.
The accident happened around noon on Friday near a shopping center in Feastersville, Pennsylvania. A photo shows the corpse, wrapped in what appears to be a white sheet, laying in the street as cars buzz by. The Bucks County Coroner's Office said the driver realized immediately that the door had opened and retrieved the body within minutes. The office says it deeply regrets the incident.
Oh my gosh.
That's straight out of a movie.
Yeah.
Guys, it's Monday.
It is.
These stories are crazy.
I know.
Every time we come in on Monday, the weekend stories are freaking nuts because people go crazy on the weekend.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
It's a full moon and they're like, hey, guess what? I'm going to poop off this bridge.
Yeah.
Or hey, I'm going to lick this elevator button because it's like bath salt, apparently.
Oh.
People are crazy.
People are crazy.
Let's look at the news. Let's look at Trump. There's nothing going on, so shut up. Quit listening. Turn your radio off. Everybody turn your radio off right now. We're going to shut the station down.
No!
Yes, we are.
It's Monday.
Construction at I-25 in Paseo. That's all we need to report right now because it is time for sweet, lovable, and cuddly Doug.
Oh, Doug.
And birthdays with him.
Oh, snap.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Good morning. Hey, guys.
What are you doing?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
It's good.
Yep.
When did you get a Nintendo in there?
Oh, this is over the weekend.
It's good.
You know, new budget. But the 64.
I like that.
But the controllers have the rumble packs.
Oh.
So we'll be okay.
That's pretty cool.
It makes you rich in there. Wow. Yeah.
Today is July 14, 2014. Day 195. There are 170 days remaining. First up this morning.
No.
Okay. He is considered the best corner in the NFL.
Chad Greenlee.
Darrell Revis.
Yes.
Chad Greenlee was the guy I went to high school with.
Nice.
He was really good at all sports.
And we were like, hey, best corner in the NFL, we don't need you.
Yep.
Oh, that's the guy the Bucks got rid of, huh?
Yeah.
You guys should pick up Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I feel like he would be really good.
Yeah.
At all of the sports.
Wait, refresh my mind. Where did he go to?
Patriots.
Okay.
Because that's where all of our corners go when they leave the Bucks. Aqib Talib.
They go up to the other corner of the country.
Ah.
The northeastern corner.
Got you. Got you. Revis is 29.
28 years old!
Today, he is 30 years old.
Ah,
he is my age.
Off by a day.
He's done so many things. So many things!
Next up, he is best known as KG or Cage, an American rock musician, singer, songwriter, and actor. He fronts the comedy rock band Tenacious D. Along with longtime friend Jack
Kyle Black. Gass.
Yes.
Oh, man.
We got to get through this because we don't know what's going to happen.
This is the clean version.
Yeah!
They have a clean album.
Well done, Doug.
43.
Kyle Gass today is 48.
He is 54 years old.
Okay.
I
don't know why, but I've always considered this. If New Mexico had a national anthem, this would be it. And today, his birthday, the governor of New Mexico.
Oh, Susana Martinez!
Yes.
I think this would be New Mexico's thing. How far is heaven?
The land of enchantments.
I could see this in the commercial for tourism for New Mexico.
Man.
Like you're showing the desert, and then you go to a different desert, and then over here you look, it's like, oh, sunset desert. So you're looking around, and then this is it. New Mexico. Come get enchanted.
Oh, man.
I'm something
sure
like that.
These guys only play New Mexico because they sell out every time they play
every
here.
Time. Yeah.
Dude.
Susana Martinez.
If you work for New Mexico Tourism and you just heard my pitch and I see that on TV, I'm figuring out who you are. And I'm coming after you because I need some money too, jerk. Quit taking my ideas. No, I'm going to be honest. Quit taking my ideas, you dumb jerk.
We'll just tell the governor next time.
I'll tell her to her face. I'll say, hey, your tourism person took my idea. I'm from Mississippi and I came up with this idea.
Yeah.
Give me the big bucks.
Actually, it was Doug's idea, technically.
It was my idea. Doug.
I just gave the song.
I stood on the shoulder of giants and came up with this idea.
Susanna is, I'll say the big 5-0.
No, dude. What? 43. Governor?
She is 55.
Gosh, you always go way under. It's a woman. She's a governor. She has so much power.
She calls me primo.
She won't anymore. She's going to call you lame-o.
Next up, actress from Glee, Hollywood Game Night, the 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph.
Older lady. What's her name? Wait, Jan?
She was also in Role Model.
Jane Lynch. She's funny.
Jane Lynch is... Okay, so I have to go younger, way younger, because it's a lady. I'm going to say 50.
She's 52.
Today she is 54.
Ah! Still one.
Yeah. Next up, an American film actor, an Academy Award nominee, perhaps best known for his role as Moocher in Breaking Away.
Dane Cook.
In The Bad News Bears.
I made that up.
Okay. And like Rorschach in The Watchmen.
Rorschach!
He was also Freddy Krueger in the new
movie. Yeah. Movies. What is his name?
Really, bleh.
I didn't see it. I don't like Freddy movies. I'll watch the Jason movies. He's more my serial killer. He's the people's champ. He's walking around. He doesn't even have to run. He's just like, I'm going to get you. I walk slow. It's like he's from Mississippi. You know?
He was in RoboCop.
Yeah, he was. He played the bad guy in RoboCop.
He's also in Fox's drama, Human Target.
This is My Chemical Romance from the Watchmen soundtrack.
Yeah. Jackie Earl Haley.
That's it. Jackie Earl Haley. He's 46.
He's 50.
Today he is 53 years old.
I'm 50!
Yeah.
So? Everybody wants to be closer to free.
American actor.
Party of Five.
Best known for his roles as... Charlie Salinger, Party 5.
Matthew Fox.
Yes.
Jack
also Shepherd
Jack.
On
Boss.
Wants to be.
Yep.
Here's a little 6 Matthew degrees Fox. Of separation with birthday people. He hosted Saturday Night Live in 2006 when Tenacious D was the musical guest.
Weird. Oh, wow. I bet nobody watched that episode.
Wow. What? He was funny, actually.
I like Tenacious D.
He was also in We Are Marshall, Smoking Aces, and he was Racer X and Speed Racer.
Yes, he was, dude. Oh, my God.
Spoiler alert. You're not supposed to know who that is.
Yeah, but it's Matthew Fox.
Right.
Don't know. Dude, that movie was so good.
No comment.
Ah. Okay, Matthew Fox. He's 46.
44.
He is 48 years old.
Okay. Has Christina Ricci been in a movie since then?
Yeah.
Since Speed Racer?
Maybe.
Weird. Listen to these paper. Wait.
Moving on to dates.
So interesting.
In the same way, you're the outlaw known as Billy the Kid was shot and killed by Sheriff Pat Garrett in Fort Sumner, New Mexico.
Okay, hold on.
My dad went to his gravesite.
Me too.
But I've never been there.
Really?
Yeah.
We should go.
The youth
this
group.
This alleged gravesite.
The youth group that I grew up in came to Glorieta the year before I was in 7th grade. So I was in 6th grade. And I didn't get to come to Glorieta. But then later in life, Waverly played at Glorieta Conference Center. And it was fun. And I got to meet Matt Chandler. That was in Glorieta. I forgot. Pretty cool. Cool life.
Glorieta's like way up north, and his grave is like south.
Yeah,
isn't
they took like an extra day and kind of went around different things.
It's I-40, isn't it? If you just take I-40 east.
Wild west, y'all.
Yeah. On this day in 18... Wild west.
1881.
Dang it. 1888 is when Back to the Future Part 3 happened. And we'll never know. We'll never know, Doug.
Nope.
I love you.
Love you too.
Only as a friend.
Okay.
And they say in 1 year, the United States 500, 1,000, 5,000, and 10,000 bills were officially withdrawn from circulation.
There was a $10,000 bill?
Yep.
Dang. Yo, I got this $1 million bill y'all gotta see. Except when you flip it on around, it's a track. Say, hey, here's $1 million, man. And then when they flip it over, you say, it's not real money. I tricked you. Tricked you, you little jerk. But read that, because you need to read it. Silver or gold, I have not. But I do have this crappy piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah. Because trickery is the best way to share Christ.
That's what I like to do. Also, sorcery. Gosh. I love sorcery.
Ugh.
I'm really into, like, sorcery and stuff. So, that's a good witnessing
tool. Hey,
look,
I tricked you. You can trust me.
Expelliarmus!
1908.
1969.
Oh, wow.
Whoa! Oh, man.
Wow, we could probably find one.
What?
Yeah. Can't buy it, but...
Only the richest of the rich.
On this day, one year, Beijing was awarded the 2008 Olympics. First time China had been awarded the games.
Was it 2008?
06.
2001.
Oh, they plan them way ahead.
Yeah. X-Files.
On this day, one year, the United States government admits the existence of Area 51.
Amen.
2012.
2010.
Happened on this day in 2003. On to number one songs.
Okay.
Every time I hear the X-Files thing, I think it's Fringe.
Ooh. Yo, teddy bear. Okay, wait. On the list, where is this? I'm trying to think.
Oh, let him be. Yo, teddy bear.
First number one was Hound Dog. Which I believe was 54. So I'm going to say... I'm going to say 56.
55.
1957.
Dang it! Every boy. See? Even then. Two girls for every boy.
Yep.
No!
It's the dream.
The Beach Boys said it was cool. It's cool in the OT, man.
This is
Janet. It's cool in the OT.
That'd be terrible.
It's cool in Utah.
I can barely handle Chrissy, man. I can imagine.
It's all about delegation.
Twice as many can you go to the stores.
Don is going to punch me.
Twice as many honeydews.
Honeydew.
Yeah.
You put the honeydew in my cheek. I was talking about the population.
1968.
There's two girls to every one boy in this U.S. and A.
Right.
And in the world.
Of course.
Except for in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where everybody only has boys. China needs to come here and say, what are you guys doing in the water? What's going on?
Wait, what did I say?
1961.
1957.
1963.
Everybody
just have this day in what year?
Oh, okay.
We were party rocking.
House tonight. This is every year for me, man. This is every minute of my life. It's my theme song. I'm like walking around going, hey, everybody.
I feel like this is a recent jam.
I got a party in my brain.
2012.
2010.
2011. Today is Shark Awareness Day.
Yeah!
It is International Nude Day. This week is National Ventriloquism Week.
Good. What a
weird... And tonight is Run River North.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, what a weird combo. It's National Nude Day, and it's Ventriloquism Week. So if you're a nude ventriloquist, this is... This is your week of glory. And it's shark awareness.
Boom.
So you're probably afraid of sharks if you're a nude ventriloquist.
Dude, we got a great day lined up. I'm excited. Of course, we'll have a Mad Lib around the corner. Tonight, Run River North, 7 p.m. at the Lobo Theater. Tickets are $5. You can only get them till noon online at mystaticradio.com. After that, I'm just going to have to roll the dice at the door. You roll that dice. Just get there early if you're going to wait.
Get there early.
Really early.
It's going to be fun.
2:30.
Yeah. Right back. We got some Sleep Wave. Got some Imagine Dragons and more Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. The rain was unstoppable. It was always cold. No sunshine.
Yeah, run down the drain. Never would come to me. Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
It's a little late, so what? Our friend Celeste, who is a longboard warrior.
Warrior!
She had a mishap
yesterday.
And she's got scrapes and bruises. She came into work, and Steve-O was helping her.
Yeah.
I was watching, drinking my coffee, thinking, I could help.
But they don't need me.
I was being the friend that you guys needed, not the one that you wanted. Because if I would have tried to help, I would have just been in the way. So I was being the, basically being Batman in that situation. I Batmaned it. So, totally Dark Knighted that situation. Pretty cool.
It's good, man.
Animals are on the roadway. Caution, I-40 East between Louisiana and Wyoming. Okay. So, no, I don't know what kind of animal it is, but I'm going to assume that it's probably a pack of elephants. So there's a pack of elephants. I-40 East between Louisiana Boulevard exit 162 and Wyoming Boulevard exit 164. Pack of elephants escaped from the zoo, just wandering around. Be careful.
Nice!
Saw Jumanji over there. Also road construction, I-25 in Passaic. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Porch.
Coffee shop on the Calvary campus. Rocking my dirty chai this morning.
Moaning.
Phone number is 505-338-3669.
9999. Niner.
Yeah. It's good.
Niner
it's good.
In there?
Dude, yesterday, Germany. They won the gold.
They won the thing.
Quite literally.
They won the golden World Cup trophy.
The World Cup comes to an end in amazing fashion. What an incredible game.
It was a good game. It was a contest. Dankeschön.
Ah, yes.
Is what everyone said at the end.
And for those that were still on that bandwagon, they could catch the Sounders last night. They played Portland,
yeah.
The Portland Timbers.
I thought that was so funny because the World Cup ended and then it was like, and now we go to Seattle or whatever. And it was, I was like, wait, that's Clinton Dempsey. What?
Yep.
Is there a soccer game?
Scored a goal last night, won the game. Yeah!
The sad thing was I instantly did not care anymore.
I
was
know.
Like, oh, this is MLS?
You got to care.
No, I do care. I think more people
gonna
care.
I'm actually going to kind of start watching MLS games.
I think that's fine because soccer's a fun sport to watch.
It really is. So
they're kicking and whatnot.
And little did people know, that prize that they get to hoist up at the end is one of the most coveted prizes in the world.
It's a national treasure.
Yeah. It's a global treasure.
An international treasure.
And we're going to steal it.
So, Germany wins yesterday. They posed with the trophy.
They posed.
They kissed it.
We're going to steal
Everybody
the World
raised
Cup.
It in the air, right? And they, yeah! And everybody got a picture raising it up in the air. And a lot of the players actually didn't
kissed
know
it.
This. That was their moment.
That's it. That's
with
all
this
they get.
Historic trophy. And that's it.
That's it.
4 years. 4 years. And you you get it for all of 2 hours.
Because?
Yeah, after the celebration ends, the Germans, they board their plane. They go back across the pond to Europe. Which, by the way, first European team to ever win in the Americas, period, ever, the end.
There's
going to
be
history.
Some celebrating going on in Germany.
Yeah. Oktoberfest started early this year. Thank you, Thigpen, for that one.
Uh-huh.
He tweeted that yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Our buddy, Brandon Thigpen. So, a gold-plated replica heads back to German soil with them, not the actual trophy, which is one of the saddest things. But here's the deal, dude. This trophy is 13.61 pounds.
Whoa.
Of 75% pure 18-karat gold.
Wow. We talked about gold yesterday.
Yeah.
And the impurities. So, the less impurities, the more carats,
yes.
Right? Which to me,
so
I was like, man,
thing,
Rabbit's been saying that. for years.
This thing is 13.61 pounds, 75% pure 18 karat gold. So they get to stare at it for a couple hours, and then it's taken and locked away for the next 4 years. And this isn't the first year. It's actually been like this since 1974. The winners of the World Cup have all walked away with replicas because this is one of the most coveted prizes, not only by the World Cup, but by thieves.
Ooh.
Yeah, in 2010, the last cup, cash for gold, then the world's top public gold buyer, they appraised it. And the trophy in 2010 was worth $10 million.
Wow.
Yeah. That was so in 2010.
This is a very... Thieves.
Yeah.
You thieves out there.
$10 million. And, of course, that was, as I said, in 2010. It continues to rise in value. So, because of this, the trophy has actually been stolen twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. During World War II, Dr. Ottorino Barassi, Italian Vice President. Yes. The Italian Vice President of FIFA hid the original trophy in a shoebox under his bed to keep it out of the hands of the Nazis.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, however, all that work was for naught because in 1966, the trophy was stolen in England while on display at a public exhibition in London. 7 days later, stolen trophy was found by a dog who was relieving himself on a bush when his owner saw the trophy wrapped in newspaper under the bush.
No way.
Yeah.
Somebody had dropped that joker off.
In 1970, the cup went to Brazil permanently after it won its third World Cup. The trophy that everyone knows and sees today replaced the original cup, and that prize was first handed out in 1974. So, thieves still very much in love with the old version. In 1983, the trophy, original trophy, stolen from the Brazilian Football Confederation headquarters in Rio de Janeiro and never recovered.
Wow.
Legend has it that it was melted down and sold, but it was never, ever recovered.
So they made a new one.
So they made a new one. So understandably, FIFA has some trust issues as well with their amazing trophy.
Mm.
They keep it heavily guarded whenever it's on display, being celebrated with, and even when it's locked away for safekeeping. But each winner since 74 has had their name engraved on the base of the real trophy. So after Germany gets its engraving, there's only room for three more names.
Oh, what will they do
so
then?
So in 12 years, you know, when the
new
final
trophy?
Name is... They don't know. It's unknown what FIFA is going to do when they run out of space in 2030 on what will actually be the 100th anniversary of the World Cup.
That's what I'm talking about. It's time for a new one.
So that's crazy. They basically got 2 hours with this trophy that they worked their entire lives for, and then it gets locked away because this thing, back in 2010 anyways, was worth $10 million. So, coveted trophy.
Stolen.
Interesting history about the cup as well. The fact that the original cup stolen, never recovered. There's
you know
like
what?
A legend on
I bet it.
It.
I bet it wasn't melted down.
You
I bet
think somebody's
they,
got
I
it.
I think they spread that legend and somebody has that joker. The Illuminati have it. Doug.
The Illuminati.
Call
it's their base of their like their time machine. You know how there's always like the one piece, like Da Vinci's time machine, where it's like the specific gem or the World Cup trophy.
You know
is
what?
The base.
You know what? When
it's
Doug and I visited Hollow Earth,
yeah,
I remember seeing something weird. I was like, "What's that stupid trophy over there? It looks gold. Who cares? I'm in Hollow Earth."
You didn't care about soccer at the time. You didn't even know.
Yeah, I was like, what is that, a soccer ball? They have soccer in Hollow Earth. Neato. Where do they play? Over there by the fake sun in the middle. But they, obviously, that's where it is. It's
got to be.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was looking for.
It's in Hollow Earth. We'll find it. We'll call our people and we'll double check.
Yeah, speaking of calling people, it is 7:30.
Oh, no.
It is Monday, which means...
Just another Mad Lib Monday.
So what?
It is Mad Lib Monday. We have infected our children. I say our children. My children.
Your,
they're our children.
Your children.
With Mad Libs.
Lame day.
All week in Luke. Can I get a noun?
Yeah.
Can I get an adjective? Can I get a verb?
He had a funny one, too.
He had a really funny one. He really did. He loves himself some Mad Libs. So, it is Mad Lib Monday. It is time. We need your help. 505-338-3700. The phone number. I got a good one today.
Yeah.
I got a really, really good one.
It's
and
about
shout
ninjas.
Out to Claire and Bryn, by the way.
Yes.
Because they are the amazing people who got us this Mad Lib.
Hooray!
This amazing ninja book of Mad Libs. And so, yeah. But you got to give us a call. 505-338-3700. The phone number. Phone lines are jammed. I'll take one. You take two. Static!
Hi, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
It's Olivia.
Of course
Hello,
it
Olivia.
Is.
I got a lame one, so I'm going to give you two this morning, okay? Because the first one, I need a color.
Color, okay.
Yeah, you know, plain Jane.
Turquoise.
Of course you'd give me one that I don't know how to spell. Turquoise. Yes. Turquoise. Whatever. It's close enough. Verb ending in ing.
Flabbergasting.
Wow.
Nice. Flabbergasting.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. You are just working my brain muscle this morning.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you, Olivia.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Is flabbergast a verb? I mean, I guess it is. We just made
it
one.
Yeah, it is.
To flabbergast.
And
static.
You can be flabbergast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you guys need?
I need a verb.
A verb?
Ooh, good luck.
Okay. Flying.
Flying?
Flying, yes.
All right. Boom.
It's cool. Thank
Perfect.
You.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the call.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
You Bye. Too. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's Mad Lib Monday, where we need your help filling it out on this glorious Monday. Static!
Hey, fellas, it's Claire and Bryn's dad.
Hey!
Calling
nice
for
to
some
meet
proxy.
You!
Yeah!
Mad Lib Monday for him.
I love cool. it! This is good, man. This is good. You have great kids.
I do. Thank you very much. Yeah, they're fast asleep right now, though.
Okay.
So.
Totally cool. Man, you are doing an awesome dad
you
job
are.
Right now. That's awesome. That's
we'll great. See. We'll see how it goes.
All right. I need a noun.
A noun. Should I do the long, awkward silence?
Sure.
Kids?
That's perfect.
Okay. See how long. Let's do pajamas.
Yes.
Pajamas.
Love it.
Because they're asleep.
That's beautiful.
Awesome.
Well, when they wake up, tell them we said hello.
Yeah. I will do that. Thank
right,
you guys
man.
Very much.
Thanks. Thank you. Call. All right.
But,
so cool.
Yeah, he listens to the podcast when he can't call in.
That's cool. Good dude.
Legit.
Static.
Hey, guys. It's SB.
Oh, SB.
No. Hey, SB. How you doing?
I'm okay. I just had my first anniversary on Saturday with my husband.
Well, wow. You should be better than okay, you jerk. I'm sorry.
He's right, SB. He's right. You know, we're going to tell you like it is.
I'm just kidding,
I wouldn't
SB.
Like to sleep in like Claire and Bryn, so.
Yes. Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
I
okay.
understand.
Sorry, you're not a jerk. You're just, you know,
I remember when I could sleep in.
Yeah. Yeah?
Not anymore.
Do you really miss sleeping in, ever?
Sometimes?
Okay.
It's nice getting up, though, and facing the day.
Amen.
I like
SB,
that.
I need an adjective.
Adjective. Crumbly.
Crumbly.
Yes. Crumbly. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday, and I need your help. I picked a really long one for some dumb reason.
I don't know.
I don't either. Static!
Hello, this is Sherry from Paris.
Hey!
Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
We speak German today in honor of the World Cup.
Danke schön.
That's good.
Yeah. I need a part of the body.
Pinky.
Pinky.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Thank okay.
you. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Sherry from Tejeras. Got some cool listeners this morning.
We do. We
hanging
got
out.
Zero words on Facebook.
That's good. 505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. I'm so glad I... You know what's weird is the next one is animal.
Animal.
And you just made a peacock noise.
Ah!
I'm putting it in there.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. And you know what else? Doug is cool. I think Doug is cool.
Yeah, me too. 505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday, and we swore we would keep it going throughout the summer, even though everybody's sleeping in.
Yep.
So we need your help if you're listening. 505-338-3700. We get it. We do this for the youngins, and they're all still asleep because it's summertime.
Yeah.
So you, adults, summertime, have a responsibility to make this an adult Mad Lib.
Make it.
Wait, well, no.
We'll say it differently next time.
Static!
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
What do you need?
Adjective.
Purple.
Purple.
Purple is an
beautiful
adjective.
Thank you
for your help.
Bye.
Static. Oh.
Sorry. Good morning, Steve and Matt.
Hey. Good morning, adult.
Brian.
Hey.
No longer
from Grant.
Hey.
Good to hear from you, bro.
No longer from Grant.
Whoa.
So.
Where are you from now?
I am moving to El Paso today.
Whoa, dude.
Poor person.
Wait, that's going to be so hard to say, though. Brian from Grants just flows. Brian from El Paso is just weird.
If you want to get technical, it's Brian from Santa Teresa, which is still in New Mexico.
That's nuts, yeah, man. No, that's way too. What about Brian from down south?
Okay, that'll work.
Brian from the border.
Brian from the border.
Brian from the border.
All right.
That flows. I need a plural noun, Brian from the border.
Plural noun. How about
what?
Plural noun.
Oh, he's not talking to us. He's talking to other
he's
people.
He's talking
in the car.
To others.
Yeah.
Others.
Or he's eating his phone.
You got to help me out. This long.
Good.
No, really. You guys got to help me out.
Well, you got to talk to us in the phone.
I thought you were talking to somebody else in the car.
It sounded like this when you said that. You're like, plural noun.
Plural noun.
Yeah. Elephants.
Elephant? But that's a single noun.
Elephants. Plural.
Elephants? That'll work.
Okay.
Okay.
But elephants. Elephants.
Elephants. Elephants. Perfect. Thanks, Brian, from the border.
Thank you.
Later. Right,
Static.
Good morning. It's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Apparently, Sarah. I need to keep up with Bryn's dad, so Olivia's making me call in.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. That's good.
Not to be bested.
Not to be bested.
Olivia made you call in.
This is how it begins. I love it.
That's funny. This Olivia's like, Mom,
it's
now!
Like, it's the Montagues and the Capulets, man. This is great. This is perfect.
And me and Steve-O,
Shakespearean
are Romeo and Juliet. I'm Romeo.
Oh, hey, now.
Yeah, I'm Romeo.
Come on now.
All right.
It's true.
All right. Can I just be Benvolio?
No, you're Juliet, okay. Bryn.
Well, I need a part of the body.
How about the epiglottis?
Oh, my gosh. Why do you hate me, Sarah?
It's because you're Juliet.
I can't freaking spell that. Good
yes,
luck
you
saying
can.
That one.
Epiglottis.
Epiglottis.
Just spell it like it sounds.
Okay.
Sound it out. Phonics.
Will you shut up?
Sound it out.
You're making me feel like an idiot in front of Sarah.
We are. She can only hear us. We're not in front of her.
All right.
Idiot.
Well,
how are you?
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, guys. Have a good morning.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Static.
CrossFit.
TJ. The funny thing is, I need a verb past tense. Can you say CrossFitted?
I don't know. TJ obviously can't say it.
No.
He can say youth camp,
I'm
though.
Putting CrossFitted. It's too late.
Yeah, CrossFitted works.
All right.
Thanks, Teej.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you. 505-338-3700. Why did I pick such a long Mad Lib during the summer?
I'm going to start picking them.
I still need five. Mm-hmm. I still need five.
Hang on. Let me refresh this page.
05-338-3700 is our phone number. It's 338-3700. Static.
Yo, make it quick. I'm breaking the law.
Boom. Adjective. I need an adjective.
Adjective. Let's go.
Unlawful.
Yeah, that'll work. Let's go with that.
Okay. All right. Hang up. Stop breaking the law.
Hey.
There you go. All
breaking
right.
Breaking the law. Hey, you need another adjective?
I do.
Amber says impervious.
Impervious.
And then Hope says ratchet. Ratchet could be an adjective or a noun. If we're speaking of a tool, which she didn't spell it that way, I don't think.
Oh, how did she spell it? Oh, yeah, she did. Okay. I'm going to ratchets. because I needed a plural noun.
Yeah, there you go.
I only need two more. Static!
What do you need for a this?
Type of liquid.
Ooh.
Milk.
Yeah. Milk.
Good choice.
That's good. Oh, milk.
Milk life, bro.
Milk was a bad choice. Thanks for the call. 505.
That kid's probably like, why was it a bad choice?
But that's the,
but that was my choice.
Will Ferrell.
He was quoting a movie,
yeah,
friend.
Was. Sorry, sorry. One more. I just need one part of the body.
Just one.
Just one.
Should we give it to Doug?
Part of the body.
Let me refresh.
505-338-3700. This is it, and we're completed.
Let's see. Let's see if we
but
got
we need it. Somebody to call us. I'm going to let it be awkwardly silent.
Okay. Wait, we got a bunch.
Bunch.
Oh. Nope, none of those are parts of the body. Nope, nothing.
Nothing! Facebook, thanks, guys. Nouns, adjectives for days. I need a part of the body. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Here we go.
Static. Adjectives for days.
Ah.
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
Turn it down now.
Scary. Static.
Hey, do you guys still need a part of the body?
Yes. I really do.
How about spleen?
Spleen. Woo! It's perfect.
Spleen.
Spleen works.
Spleen, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. All right, here we go.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You do the honor, sir.
Let me read
it. As always, summertime brought to you by Bryn and Claire and ninjas.
This is a good one. It is long. This is a good one.
You see why I picked it?
You can tell in recent years that there have been two pretty popular things. I'm not talking about zombies. I'm not talking about vampires. I'm talking about the other end of the spectrum.
Ah!
You got ninjas, which are always popular.
Absolutely.
Especially in this here Mabu.
Mm-hmm.
Versus pirates.
Ah!
In a fight to the finish, will the ninja, Master Meatloaf, or the pirate, Captain Turquoise Beard, be the last man flabbergasting? Gentlemen, on your marks, get set, fly! Announcer one. Wait, should I be announcer one and you be announcer two? Because it's kind of like a commentary.
Oh, okay. Got it. Oh, okay, this is a competition between Captain Turquoise Beard
and Master Meatloaf. All right, so the fight is happening.
Okay. You're
here
announcer
we go.
One?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, what a brilliant and crumbly move by the ninja. He used the blade of his pajamas to trip the pirate, who fell flat on his pinky.
Hold your peacocks! That purple pirate nabbed a handful of gold elephants in his hooked epiglottis and hurled them at the ninja. That could hurt.
He dove! He dodged! He crossfitted! The ninja's going to make that unlawful pirate walk the plank, right into a vat of boiling milk.
Well, shiver me, ratchets. Things are not looking impervious for the pirate. If he gets out of this mess, it'll only be by the skin of his spleen.
The end.
That was pretty good.
That was okay.
Yeah, you know.
It was action-packed.
It was. It really was.
I think, who do you think would win? I think the ninja would win.
Really?
You gonna side with the pirate?
I guess I gotta side with the pirate.
Maybe he'll call parlay. Because there's no way the pirate's going
to
win.
Yeah, there isn't. The ninja would have to get on his ship and all that and sneak. But he probably could because he's all stealth.
What if he's a dead pirate? What if he's already dead?
Ooh.
And he's a ghost.
Ninja's got no chance. Yeah, ghost pirate wins.
Too much to think about.
Ghost pirate wins.
Ghost pirate wins.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break. Want to remind you guys, coming up tonight, hang out with us. We'll be at the Lobo Theater, 7 p.m. for Chad Barella and Run River North. This is a rare opportunity to see Run River North at a cheap price, man.
Yeah.
They are kicking off their summer tour here. Just got off tour with
Goo Goo Dolls.
You know, rocking VH1 Buzz Week. You may recognize them when you see them. They are the car full of Koreans in the new Honda commercial.
That's all them.
No
popping
joke.
Out of that car. True.
I'm so excited to see this show tonight. It's going to be a good time. Tickets are only $5. They are only available till noon.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to...
Then you're going to have to chance it on the door.
Roll the dice at the door and hope that there's still some tickets available. We shall see.
And it will be a chance because Chad Barella is playing and he has a huge hometown crowd.
He really does. So I'm really looking forward to the show tonight. It's coming up 7 o'clock. Right back, we got some Kings of Leon for you, some Copeland, and more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Good morning. On Static Radio.
Traffic. Oh my gosh. Traffic. Oh, There's an accident reported. I-40 East at Juan Tabo Boulevard, exit 166. It looks like if you're eastbound on 40 around Coors, starting to get kind of slow down to like 20 miles an hour. Also, there's a stalled vehicle somewhere within the construction hell that is Paseo and I-25. There's a stalled vehicle, so it's making that a lot worse. Around Jefferson, traffic is nuts.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's nuts. So that's your look at traffic. There you go.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. It's located at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Oh, yeah, y'all.
Yeah. Dude, it's a big day.
Big day.
Run River North tonight, 7 p.m. at the Lobo Theater.
It's a big old day, y'all.
Pretty excited. Cool.
Pretty excited. Me too.
Of course, this week, this month, brought to you in part by Persecuted the Movie, releasing in theaters Friday, July 18th, and Mateo and I will be in L.A. This Wednesday for the premiere of the film. We're going to be covering it from the red carpet, hanging out. And so, of course, we will bring you all the interviews and everything from Los Angeles. Man, I am stoked!
Me too. Now, we had an email from our boy, Bawa Daba, and he was asking about the Team Awesome Morning Party Road Show.
Ooh, yes.
And I wanted to just clarify, it's not going to get to happen like we had originally wanted to. Our person that was going to help us out decided not to. But anyway, there's another opportunity for later in the year. So if you're out there and you're interested in helping this station get a little more notoriety across the country, which would be excellent.
Yeah.
Then don't be afraid of it. Just email us at studio@mystaticradio.com and say you want to talk about that tour.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. The plan is to get the app out and about throughout the nation. You remember the first time you heard Static Radio? You were like, what? Hey, this is amazing.
That's cool.
We're like, I know. And people are like, what do we do? How can we get this out there? We want it in our town. And we're like, well, this is how. We're going to be teaming up with a pretty amazing band called House of Heroes, hoping to do an East Coast tour in the fall.
In the fall.
And so we're trying to map that out to major cities along the East Coast.
Yeah.
In the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, teaming up and showcasing the app and this incredible band known as House of Heroes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Excited.
So, could be coming to a city near you, hopefully, but we need financial support for that to happen. So, we'll see. If you're interested in something like that, studio@mystaticradio.com. That is our email
address.
That's
the way.
All right. You mentioned this during breaking news in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yes, I did.
I thought it was interesting. Next time you're thinking about rocking that elevator button, you might want to reconsider, have somebody else touch it, maybe use an elbow. I don't know. Turns out elevator buttons are filthier than toilet seats.
Cool.
Yeah, according to the study, the prevalence of buttons with bacteria was 61%.
61% of prevalence of bacteria on elevator buttons. That's gross.
Ugh, on the toilets, it was 43%. So here's the thing. Ugh. Okay, good news a little bit, though. Type of bacteria found by the researchers were unlikely to make you sick, but still disgusting. 61% bacteria on elevator buttons as opposed to 43%, which got me thinking.
Science.
In public, there's certain things that we just don't want to touch.
Yeah.
Don't, like, I wouldn't say I'm, what is it, OCD?
Right.
Is that it? Okay. However, I have this thing that I do every single time. When I'm in a bathroom, a public bathroom, I'll wash my hands and then grab the paper towels and dry my hands and use said paper towels to open the bathroom door.
Oh.
I cannot touch a bathroom door.
Man, I do.
I won't. No!
I just run around.
Because think about this. What are the odds that everyone is actually washing their hands after they use the bathroom? So I seriously, every time that's my ritual, I will grab the paper towels, I will dry my hands. I've already taught Jack and Luke this. And then I will use said paper towel to open the door and then play basketball to get the paper towels into the trash. Hopefully it's close by the door, which is probably why if you're ever out in public and you see paper towels on the floor around the trash, it just means I suck at basketball. I'm telling you. I'm sorry.
That was you, litter bug!
I can't go back and pick it up.
Yes, you
can. It just touched the bathroom floor.
So.
Is that OCD? Is that weird?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got bad news. You're OCD and you're a hypochondriac.
Okay, good. Question of the day. What objects in public do you hate to touch? Honestly, I really am not a fan of public bathroom door handles. I can't do it. I have to use paper towels. But yeah, if elevator buttons are your thing, your fear is confirmed. 61% found a prevalence of bacteria as opposed to 43% on toilet seats.
Ooh.
Yeah. Elevator buttons, filthier than toilet seats. So welcome to my world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude. Okay. Creepy Caleb just commented in. He says, leave the water running while you get the paper towels, and then use said paper towels to turn the faucet off because that thing's still filthy, too. I guess that makes sense because you got filthy hands. You turn it on.
Yep. Just think, man. Your hands are still gross despite all your efforts.
I'm a fan of, like, all the auto stuff where you just have to, like, run it under and kind of do the little, like, hand dance to try and get it to start working.
I like the air, the dry-off, the hand dry-off things in the... In airports where you stick your hand down at the Dyson dryers, and it's like,
it's like a car wash for your hands. I'm only okay with that if I don't have to open a door because then I'm totally
use your elbow.
Hosed because
elbow.
Then I can't. Nope.
How often do you mess with your elbow?
Static.
Hey guys, it's SB again.
Sup, SB?
Well, I used to work in hospitals as a phlebotomist and. So I had it drilled into my head of the germs that are on everything.
Yep.
And so I'm a little OCD too. In public restrooms, I do the same thing. I wash my hands, but I even go a step further. I use the paper towel to dry my hands and then turn off the sink.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's nastiness.
Nastiness.
On the knobs.
See, now you're just making it worse for me. Thanks, bro.
We were taught to do that, too. And so I don't like using public restrooms. I don't like touching things that look all greasy and stuff and like door handles.
Yeah.
What is happening in the background?
I don't know.
SB, it sounds like just chaos is erupting around
you. She hates germs, yet she's on a payphone in the middle of the desert.
I'm
at my husband's work, and there's a lot of...
You're in the back, you're talking, you're like, I hate bacteria. It's like... People are screaming in the background.
Thanks for the call, SB. Amazing. Amazing. 505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to hang out. Static!
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so first of all, two things. First of all, I think you're using OCD when you want to say germophobic.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Yeah, OCD is more like ticks and twitches and things. Not necessarily.
Yeah, he's right. You're right.
Yeah.
Like Mark Summers from whatever that show was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Second, I might get a lot of flack for saying this, but I don't like touching dogs in public.
Public dog toucher!
Because it's like, when I touch a dog, I need to immediately wash my hands. Because it's the hair and just the dog nasty on you.
Yeah.
They
are the worst.
So you can't pet, like, if there's a dog in public that, like, comes up to you, it's like, hey, man, pet me. Hey, help me. I'm a dog, pet me.
Help.
You can't pet the dog?
Oh, it's so tempting. Sometimes I do it, but every time I do, I'm like, darn it.
You sound so nervous.
The dog's here.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's good. That's good.
But, you know, I hear somewhere that, like, dogs are actually a lot cleaner than we think they are.
Yeah. Mm. See, exactly. So you can get over that. Bathroom door handles, not so much. They're just as dirty as you're thinking. So I'm telling you. So,
well, you guys have a great morning.
You too, man. All right.
Well,
later.
All right. He's right. So on our Facebook, I had said OCDers unite, but I changed it to germophobes.
Here we go.
He's right.
Yeah. For me... For real, public bathroom doors, the door handle, I have to use a paper towel when I'm leaving. I can't touch it. To make germophobes even more phobic, according to a new study, elevator buttons house more bacteria than toilet seats.
Y'all,
public
that's crazy,
restroom
y'all.
Toilet seats.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. What is it that you have a phobia of, or maybe just a germaphobe you don't like touching?
Tell
whatever.
Us all about it.
Static!
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Boy.
Yeah, restrooms are... I'm on the road all the time, and public restrooms are gross, dude.
Mm-hmm.
My dad taught me at a young age, put toilet paper down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I clean it. I literally get a paper towel, water on it, clean it. Two layers, four layers, whatever. But yeah, that's sick. But I don't like using other people's phones either.
Dude, yes. I'm, yeah.
I cannot, just to put somebody else's phone up to my ear and like, I can't do it.
But your ear is so cool.
No, but the mouth, you're talking, you know, it's just, if I don't have to, I won't, you know.
I get it. You know,
all right, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Colin, buddy.
There you go.
I'm not a germaphobe. I'm probably to like my detriment because I just do not care. I think being on the road so much is what did it to me, because when you're out and about and on tour and you got to go, it doesn't matter anymore. You're just like, well, this is it. This is my life. Nope. I don't care. And then it's just gross.
Can't.
And you just live life. You know, Nuke from House of Heroes, he will not touch anything. He's like, he's using his legs to open the door. And now I do use the foot method to flush the toilet.
Oh, yes.
I do that.
Yeah.
But
so you're contributing because you probably
got totally, like,
nasties on your feet. And
if I have to use
that.
If I have to use the toilet like number two, you guys know, Doug, do you know what that is? Number two, it's like pooping.
Nesting. Oh,
if I have to
gosh.
Do that, I totally, like, I make a nest of toilet paper. I'm not touching that seat at all. I will not touch it. So that's probably as gross. But then, like, I don't think about it. Like, somebody on our Facebook, Dominic, has a great point. He says the gas handle at the gas station.
Oh,
everyone touches that, who knows the last time it's been sterilized.
Yeah, but,
I've never thought about that in my life.
Is gasoline?
I'm like pumping gas and then eating cheese fries. Oh, man. Licking the cheese off my fingers. Oh, good, good, good.
Oh, man. Yeah, but isn't the gas handle gasoline, maybe? Because the gas gets on the handle and kind of cleans
it. Yeah, and then you lick your hands and you're eating gasoline. Dragons are everywhere. This is cool.
Great. Great.
Doug. You want me to share that?
I have friends who won't either.
Doug says he will not number two in public.
Yeah, I have friends who have to go home. Like, we were at a party once.
Yep.
Like, half a mile away from a friend of ours' house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all hanging out, and all of a sudden it was like, hey, where did so-and-so go?
They've been gone for...
He left, drove home to use the bathroom, because he won't use the bathroom at other people's houses. Like, it was a big deal. And it was like, wait, what? That's so inconvenient. Like, what if we were across town? Like,
but there's tons of bathrooms here.
Oh.
I had to get out. Our very first tour, I had a weird thing about using public restrooms, and it made me, like, sick, because I wouldn't go, and finally I had to. Ever since then,
Or at a friend's house, can't.
There are certain bathrooms that I won't use, depending on the layout of the house, because it's going to be an echo chamber up in that bathroom. And I don't want everybody to eat dinner.
So to look at the, like, structural layout. Yeah, you're like, hey, man, can I see a floor plan?
I have to look at the integrity of the structure. You know? I don't want them eating food and then the background hearing.
What is that? Gosh. Well, it started with elevator buttons. Filthier than toilet seats, according to a new study. Researchers found that 61% prevalence of bacteria on buttons, as opposed to 43% of public restrooms. Gosh, that's gross. So, thought we'd take it to Facebook.
The dude that said that about dogs should get over it, because the dog, like, even dogs and... I don't know about cats.
Not all dogs.
But their mouths are cleaner than human mouths.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But then I've also seen studies where it's like, don't let a dog lick your face.
Let that dog lick your face.
Still nasty.
And I'm lost on the whole pet thing. It's over for me. I got cats.
Yes, you do.
You walk up in our apartment, it's like, cats and kitties, cats and kitties, cats and kitties, everywhere.
What object in public do you hate to touch? I personally cannot touch... public bathroom door handles or doors. I can't do it, dude.
Don't.
This is the purpose of...
We just got...
we got a good one.
Shopping cart handles.
I'm so stoked that now you walk into a grocery store and they have those, like, little wipies right by the thing so you can, like, rub down. Yeah.
It's happening everywhere, too. I noticed recently at the gym, Nick got some Clorox wipes. So after everything, he'll go around and he's like...
Clorox
he's,
up the gym.
It's the cleanest gym I've ever been to in my life. He's mopping everything.
Got
day,
to,
and
man.
He's
That's
cleaning
cool.
all the everything.
Nope. Yeah.
It's legit.
There you go. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Germaphobes unite!
Woohoo! Woohoo!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Looking your way.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Well, let's see. Let's just see.
Let's.
Okay, there is the stall. There's a stalled vehicle off to the side, I-40 East at 12th Street. There's the construction at I-25 and Paseo. Also, there's a stalled vehicle at Paseo and 25. And it looks like up in old Rio Rancho, there's a little bit of traffic. You guys be careful. That's the only thing showing up on the Miz app. It's a mishap on the Miz app.
Nice.
Germs.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, coffee shop on the Calvert campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
All right. Hey, everybody, welcome.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party, brought to you apart by Persecuted the Movie.
Hey.
In theaters July 18th, persecutedmovie.com. That's making the movie seem cheesy. And the
Are
movie
you
is
persecuted? Tell
awesome,
us all about it. Go see the movie.
Okay. We're going to give away some tickets.
That doesn't make sense.
And yet, oh, Persecuted, you can see the trailer. It's happening right now behind us. And we'll be giving away some cool swag for the film. Releasing this Friday. Make sure you check out the trailer at facebook.com/persecutedmovie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited, dude. We will be covering the premiere in L.A. this Wednesday.
We'll post the trailer on our Facebook, too. You guys can just head over there and watch it.
There you go. All right, coming up tonight, Run
tonight,
River North,
tonight.
Chad Barella in concert, Lobo Theater. Tickets are $5, and if you don't win this pair, it's the only way you're going to get them. Online, mystaticradio.com until noon, and then they're going down, and if we have any available after accounting gives the final count, then we'll sell them at the door.
Which, that's it.
I'm assuming we're going to have some.
We hope.
Yeah, for those that are last-minuters. But it's been an overwhelming pre-sale.
It has been.
Best pre-sale we've had ever for a static show, so
kudos
FYI,
to you guys
if
for
that tells you how quickly you need to get tickets. Yeah, you need to get tickets.
And we actually had an email this morning, somebody that just moved back after being gone for a few years, and they said, well, they emailed us last night, and they said, hey, we used to live here, and we moved back, and we went to Freedom Fest every September for many years, and we don't see it on the Static Radio website. What happened? And it's because nobody was buying tickets to Freedom Fest, which was the big festival that helped out this station so much.
It was
and
a brought huge out, fundraiser.
Brought out tons of cool bands for everybody to see. Both bands I played in played at Freedom Fest.
What's crazy is this is the third year without Freedom Fest for
us. So this person obviously has just been gone for a while.
Yeah.
But
people still asking because it was a huge festival, it's a huge deal, and what it takes is support.
Support. And kudos to you guys for supporting this show.
Yeah, because it's been awesome.
If this is an indicator, then maybe Freedom Fest will come back one day.
Yeah, exactly. So here we go. It starts with Run River North tonight, 7 p.m. We have one final pair of tickets to give away. We'll do it now. 505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. Kind of an easy game.
Kind of. So, okay, how are we going to do this? Are we going to read?
Well, we've got a list of laws.
Mm-hmm.
Some are real,
some are fake.
If you can spot the real and the fake, we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to see Run River North tonight, 7 p.m. at the Lobo Theater. But you got to call us now, 505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. And as I said, up for grabs, a pair of tickets to see Run River North tonight at Calvary Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater. Oh, Doug's answering. He's on it.
Immediately.
I was like...
Let's see who we got whenever they
Whenever our producer puts them on hold.
Oh, my gosh.
Phone lines are jammed.
I'm touching everything in this room and getting all the germs
all
I can. Give me all the germs.
Here we go. Static.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
How's it going?
Pretty good. You?
Fantastic.
Terrible. I hate it.
Just kidding. I'm doing good.
Yeah, weren't expecting that, were you?
I know, right? Are you a fan of concerts?
Yes, I am.
Are you a fan of Run River North?
Yeah, I haven't heard them a whole lot. I think I heard them first time, beginning of June, you guys started advertising this.
Are you available this evening for a concert?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we got a pair of tickets for Run River North tonight. Here's what you got to do. My co-host, Mateo, has a list of laws, some real, some fake. So we're going to give you three laws.
Mm-hmm.
Two are real, one is fake. You have to tell us which one is fake, okay?
Okay.
It's just that simple.
So listen closely.
All right, here we go.
We're going to do some laws from good old NYC.
Oh, all right.
You may not smoke within 100 feet of the entrance of a public building.
Hmm.
That's the first one.
Okay.
The second one. New York City residents are expressly forbidden from running so fast that they stay completely on the surface of the East River the whole time they're going from Queens to Manhattan. And finally, it is illegal for a woman on the street to be wearing quote-unquote body-hugging clothing.
Wow. Two are real, one is fake. Tell us which one is fake.
I'm going to go with the first one. The smoking.
Is that your final choice?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That was real.
That's a real law.
That was a real law.
That's
thanks
a
for
real
playing.
Law. Thank you so much.
Crazy.
I know.
Thank you.
I know. All right. All right. 505-338-3700. Static, who's this?
This is Shane Brummett.
Hey, Shane. Hurricane Shane. How's it going,
what's up, my dudes? Hello? Good.
All right.
Good, man. Right. Want to win some tickets.
All right.
Run River North, baby.
All right.
What's that? Yeah.
Now, Shane, you told me you weren't going to come tonight.
Yeah, but it's only because I really didn't think I could, but I think I can. So.
I think I can. I like that attitude.
I know I can.
All right, here we go. Right. Did you hear the laws while ago? You want me to repeat them?
I did hear it was smoking. It was something about running along a river and the last two. So give me the last two.
Okay, well, there were only three.
We're going with three different laws, though. We can't make it that
okay,
easy.
Okay, we'll make three different laws. Okay, so we'll say it is illegal to have a permit dancing in an establishment that sells food without a cabaret license.
Whoa.
That's the first one.
Wow.
Okay.
Second one. Humans are required to wear clothes in public, even though none of the other mammals have to.
Okay.
And then the last one is, citizens may not greet each other by putting one's thumb to the nose and wiggling the fingers.
Wow. Two are real, one is fake. Spot the fake.
Dude. I would say the first one. The third one with the finger on the nose. That doesn't sound legit.
Okay,
it does
so
not
you're,
sound legit.
You're saying the one with
the wiggly fingers.
Wiggly fingers is a fake law. Is a fake.
Yeah,
law.
It seems like a fake law to me. Yeah.
All right, dude, Shane, you are
wrong.
You're
that's
wrong.
A real law.
That's a real law. That is a
dude. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
so. It was the first one. It was the cabaret one, and in the first question, the round, it was the second one, running along the river in the wrong direction.
Yeah, the first round, it was the second one.
It was,
but funnily enough,
what state is it illegal to do the thumb thingy with the?
That's New York.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
That's crazy. All right, guys.
All right, Hurricane Shane. All right.
Later.
505-338-3700. Static. Who's this?
This is Brett.
All right, Brett.
Hello, Brett.
Not Brett, my friend, Rhett.
Hello, Rhett.
Is this Rhett Walker?
The Rhett Walker Band. All right.
No.
Thanks for calling us, Rhett Walker. All right. Here we go.
Two real laws
and one fake one. All right. Are you ready?
Go for it.
These are okay. crazy. It is unlawful for any person to import, possess, or be caused to be imported or caused to be imported into this state any type of live skunk, or to sell, barter, exchange, or otherwise transfer any live skunk, except that the prohibitions of this section shall not apply to bona fide zoological parks and research institutions.
Dang. Mouthful.
The second one, you must believe in God to be elected into office. You are also not permitted into office if you were in contendant in a duel.
Wow.
And the third one, town residents in this certain city are expressly forbidden from talking to outsiders about the pale glow that comes from the woods at night.
Wow.
This is tough.
That is
because
tough.
All of these are ridiculous.
Two are real, one is fake.
All right.
Man, that one's hard.
That one's tough, yeah. I almost forgot the first and second one after the third one was read. I'm going to go with number three.
Number three. What was number three?
Number three was town residents are expressly forbidden from talking about the pale glow in the woods at night. But remember, the first law was no skunks.
No skunks.
The second law is you have to believe in God to be elected to public office.
Gosh. Okay. Is that your final answer?
That'll be my final answer.
All right.
Well, my friend.
You are.
Correct. Oh. You did it.
Good job. What state do you have to believe in God in to be elected to office?
I guess Tennessee.
Wow!
You must believe in God to be elected into office. You are also not permitted into office if you were in contendant in a duel.
That's crazy. Amazing. All right, Rhett, hang out on the line, all right?
Much appreciated.
All right, there you go. It's just that simple. Now, here's the thing. We don't have any more tickets to Run River North. However, we do have
a ton
of stuff from Persecuted the Movie, releasing theaters July 18th, persecutedmovie.com. Do you want to try one more? Give away a t-shirt and the novelization of the film?
Yeah, let's do it.
Autographed by the director.
Yeah, the novels are autographed.
Static, who's this?
This is Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom. How are you?
I wanted to win some tickets, but you're out, so...
Here now.
Do you want to try for a t-shirt and a book?
Okay. What are we playing?
All right.
We're going to play the same game. I'm going to read you three laws. Two are fake... Or no, two are real, one is fake.
There you go.
And you have to spot the fake.
Spot the phony.
I got this.
Okay.
All right. I like that confidence. I got this. Read it to me.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. It is illegal to steal things from other people's homes while they are at work. That's the first one.
Hmm.
Anyone caught wearing sagging pants that expose underwear will be subject to a fine of up to $150 plus court costs or face 15 days in jail.
For sagging?
Yes. Saggy baggy berry. And finally, a state law prohibits the seduction of a female over the age of 18 by promised or pretended marriage.
Wow. Two are real.
Two are real, one is fake.
One is fake.
Hmm. What was the first one?
The first one was it's illegal to steal things from other people's homes while they are at work.
I'm gonna go with the third one being the fake one.
The third one being the fake one. Which one was the third one?
That's the one. State law prohibits the seduction of a female over the age of 18 by promised or pretend marriage.
All right. And you, ma'am, are wrong.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That is a real law.
That is a real
in Mississippi.
Law in Mississippi. Yeah.
Ha.
Amazing.
I guess I didn't have this.
Hey, you know what, though? Your confidence is appreciated.
It is. All right, Mom. Thank you so much for calling. All right.
Bye.
Oh, it's great. We got to take a quick break coming back. We've got some swag to give away.
We do.
We will definitely be doing that. And don't forget, this Friday in theaters, Persecuted the Movie. You can check out details at persecutedmovie.com or our website, mystaticradio.com. Right back, we got some Courier. We got some beautiful Eulogy. We got a lot of music coming up,
good
man.
Good stuff.
Some Cold War kids. Yeah, it's on the way. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now, back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Hey, what are you laughing at?
You!
You laughing at my face?
Yeah!
Why?
I don't know.
I only got one, I can't change it! Unless I could change it.
I could. I will. I'm going to change it.
Oh, don't do it.
Yep. I'm going to change my face into... My face is going to be Celeste's face. I'm going to have the same face as Celeste.
Afternoons with Celeste, 3 to 7.
Man, she's the best.
3 to 7.
There's nothing to report except the construction at I-25 and Paseo. That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. 505-338-3669, the phone number to them. So you can rock it and, whatnot. Hey, I want to remind everybody, big week for us. This year, morning show, Team Awesome Morning Party.
Got elected to president.
In part by Persecuted the Movie. Releasing in theaters this Friday, July 18th. I'm looking forward to seeing it. We are going to be at the premiere in L.A. on Wednesday.
Kicking it. Just kicking
it. Just rubbing elbows with the big types.
No, you won't rub anybody's elbow. I know you. You'll be like, don't touch my elbow. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Had a chance to talk with Fred Thompson, who is in the film. We're going to be airing that interview this Thursday.
Yes.
But we're going to be hanging out and red carpeting it up.
In case you guys don't know, we're really, really influential in the political slash Hollywood slash made-up
sphere. Making waves.
We probably have the biggest voice. All the big wigs come to us for our decision on stuff.
This is true.
They're like, Mateo, what do you think? And I'm like, I don't have enough time. I'm busy deciding the fate of this hemisphere. And they say, okay, we'll talk to Steve-O. And Steve-O's like, I don't have enough time. I'm too busy controlling all the major sports stuff.
Yeah.
And then they go to Doug, and Doug's like, I am really doing everything that they say they're doing. I'm the one doing it behind the scenes, because he's like Oz.
Yeah.
And then Daniel's in the mix.
That's crazy.
And then Daniel's like, no, I'm the real Oz, because I'm doing everything, even that Doug says that he's doing.
Yeah.
And then it comes...
We just don't have time, man.
It comes down to Mitch. Mitch is the secretary. She's the one taking all the notes, remembering the facts. Celeste is she's the face of the campaign. She's out there. She's like,
got you.
She's like, yeah, news reporter lady.
Where did we go?
We're going to Hollywood this
week.
We
are. This Wednesday, we will be on the red carpet for the premiere of Persecuted the Movie.
Woo-hoo.
Getting some interviews and... Rubbing elbows?
You're not.
I'm a germaphobe.
I'm going to rub elbows literally with all the stars. I'm going to walk up and go, woo, woo, woo.
We should do that.
I rubbed your elbow.
We're taking photos with everybody doing that.
Uh-huh.
Everybody like, hey, man, I just want to show
Let
my
us
friends
rub your
that
elbow.
We rubbed
elbows. And they'll go, okay, and they'll stand in the middle and we'll both go.
It's happening. Keep it locked. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. When you're there, you can also check out the trailer for Persecuted the Movie, as we said, in theaters this Friday. And big thanks to Persecuted the Movie for sponsoring this ministry and for hooking us up with some swag. We got some t-shirts to give away. We got copies of the novelization of the script signed by the director and writer of the film, Daniel Lesko.
Yes.
And if you would like to win one, you got to call us up right now.
Right now.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. We're getting all politicals, yo.
So?
We're getting up in the heow.
So what?
Potentially interviewing some, Fred Thompson, as I mentioned, former senator.
We might interview some other guy.
Yeah, some other senator type peoples.
That's how much.
Let's see how that goes. But you know, 505-338-3700.
Give us a call and win something.
Waiting for these phone lines to completely jam up.
Quit being afraid of it. Just do it. Nike.
3, 2, 1. Static.
Hey, good morning, Joe from Rio Rancho.
Hey,
Joe from Rio Rancho. Joe, are you a political dude?
Sometimes I pay attention to that stuff, but most of the time it's just nonsense.
You're the reason Persecuted is going to scare the world, because it's a true story.
Oh, no!
It's a true story of people like you, Joe, who don't pay attention to politics, and next thing you know, people are getting murdered for their faith.
Oh, my gosh.
In America.
It's a lot of responsibility.
It's all on you, Joe.
Sorry, Joe.
Thanks, man. Thanks, bro.
Right on.
If only you had paid attention.
Right on, man. Right on.
Okay. All right. Here's how this game works. We found some weird laws from around the United States of America. We're going to give you three. Two of them are real. One of them is fake.
Oh, snap.
You have to spot the phony, okay?
Sure.
You're all right. A phony. Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. It is not legal in this city to bathe two babies at the same time in the same tub. That's the first law.
Okay.
Second law. No person shall wear a mask or a disguise on a public street without a permit from the sheriff.
Okay. Pretty that makes. I mean, hey, makes sense.
Yeah.
Does it, though?
We don't know. And, finally. I'm sorry. I got lost.
These are great.
I lost my paper.
These are great. This is real life.
If individuals are pulled over and found to be unarmed, police are required to give said individual one of their spare guns. So, the first law. It is not legal to bathe two babies at the same time in the same tub.
Okay.
Second law. No person shall wear a mask or a disguise unless they have a permit from the sheriff. And the third law, if an individual is pulled over and found to be unarmed, police are required to give them one of their spare guns.
Hmm.
Which one is fake?
Wow.
I'm going to go with number two.
Number two.
Number two, no person shall wear a mask or disguise on a public street without a permit from the sheriff.
Yep.
That's the fake.
Yep.
That is a real law.
That's real life.
That is a real law.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Thanks for trying, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
505-338-3700. These are crazy.
They are crazy.
Static.
Good Lord, these are ridiculous.
They're pretty ridiculous. They're pretty ridiculous.
Every single one should be fake.
Yeah.
How's that?
These are real.
But when you don't pay attention to the law, when you don't know the laws, persecuted in theaters July 18th.
Bah, bah, bah.
I'm just saying.
1691.
Just saying.
Okay.
All right.
There you
go. All right. Three more.
Three more.
I win some.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. State code allows only 5 minutes for a person to vote in this state.
Okay.
For every execution authorized by a governor, he or she must create one new human life.
Okay. These are crazy!
Sounding of horns at sandwich shops. No person shall sound the horn on a vehicle at any place where cold drinks or sandwiches are served after 9 p.m.
Stop it.
Dude. Really, bro?
These are awful.
Good luck.
These are awful, guys. Oh, man.
Know your laws. Know your laws.
Know your laws.
Know your laws, dude. Repeat the first two really quick.
The first one is state code allows only 5 minutes for one to vote. The second one is for every execution authorized by the governor, he or she must create one new life. And then the third one is no person shall sound the horn of a vehicle at any place where cold drinks or sandwiches are served after 9 p.m.
Okay, I'm going to just... dude, it's so ridiculous, but I imagine the third one is real. I imagine the first one's real. I'm going to go with the second one, dude. How could you require someone to do that? So I'm going to say the second one's fake.
In the state of Texas, for every execution authorized by a Texas governor, he or she must create one new human life.
Lord.
That's actually not a real law.
Right. You did. Yeah! But in Alabama, state code allows only 5 minutes for one to vote. And in Arkansas, the diamond of the South, no person shall sound the horn on a vehicle at any place where cold drinks or sandwiches are served after 9 p.m.
That's crazy.
That's section 1854 of some... of code, I don't know, something.
Amazing. Shane, hang out on the line. You're going to get hooked up with a persecuted prize pack, all right?
Word.
All right, man, hold
Booyah.
On. 505-338-3700. We still have one more prize pack to give away.
Yes, so we do.
Here we go. Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's me again.
What? Oh, what? What
hang
are you
on.
Doing? Okay, well...
I want to win Run River North tickets. Hi, I just called back on my other phone.
Wait, no.
We
don't
already
have
gave
any more.
Away.
We gave them away. How did you get on both lines?
That's mystery.
Because
oh, line one is somebody
else. Shane,
okay.
Next level, dude.
Oh, because
next level, Shane.
No, he didn't. I'm an idiot. I pressed the wrong button. Our producer
come on! I was painting a beautiful picture there.
It was
right,
pretty
hang
good.
On for
I
Doug.
Almost believed you for a second. I was like, how is that freaking possible?
He's got six he's got six phones.
So line
phones.
One is the new person. Okay, thanks, Doug.
Six Gosh. Phones and tons of secrets.
Static!
Yo, guys, what's up?
Hey. Sup?
Okay.
Shout out to next level, Shane.
Next level Shane.
Shout out.
Almost
shout
had
out.
Me fooled for like 0.4 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, this is Know Your Laws. We got two real laws, one fake one. If you get this right, we got a persecuted prize pack with a T-shirt and a copy of the novelization of the script written by Daniel Lesko, signed by Daniel Lesko for you. All right.
Wait.
Here we go.
Okay, first law. A state law requires that a man's female companion shall call him master.
Stop it.
While out on a date. The law does not apply to married couples.
Okay.
These are amazing.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that.
I don't know which one's real or fake, so this is awesome.
Okay.
I love that you
second law. No horse shall be driven or ridden on any street in the city at a speed in excess of 10 miles per hour.
Okay.
And the third law.
That makes sense.
Any resident found in possession of one or a series or something of nunchucks has to let an arresting officer try them if arrested.
Stop it.
Wow. I'm going to go with that first one because there's way too many, way too much political correctness going around. I think that would have already been struck down. So I'm going to go with A is the...
The state law requiring that a man's female companion shall call him master.
Yes.
That's the fake law.
Final answer?
Yes.
All right.
All right. You, sir, are wrong.
Oh,
because in our president's state of Illinois.
Illinois! That's a real law.
That is a real law.
Come on, Illinois! Oh, man. Yeah. That is crazy.
That's
thanks
funny
for playing.
That would be in.
Later.
All right. See ya.
That's insane.
It's a pretty progressive law, if you ask me.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Is that a new person? Okay, I don't know, Dougie.
We don't know. It could
all
be
right.
Shane again.
Static.
CrossFit.
Oh, it's CrossFit. Hey, TJ, why don't you go with me sometime? Just come with me. It'll be fun.
I don't want to die.
You won't die. Come on.
All right, all right.
You guys... Maybe someday.
All right. Okay. In this state, it is illegal to take a lion to the movies.
Okay.
Yes!
Okay. In this state, it is illegal for any man within the corporate city limits of the city in the state to wink at any female with whom he is unacquainted.
Ooh. Okay.
And
that's
finally,
a real law.
Is it? Is it? Nothing is illegal in the city in this state because it has been politically and, I guess, governmentally ruled that there are no gods or masters. There is only man.
Wow.
Nothing is illegal there?
It says, according to this one, city state, nothing is illegal in this city state. There are no gods in this state nor masters. There is only man.
So the first one
Gosh.
Is, in this state, it's illegal to take a lion to the movie. And the second one, it is illegal for any man within the corporate city limit of this city to wink at any female with whom he is unacquainted. And the last one, in the city state, nothing is illegal. There are no gods nor masters. There is only man.
Gosh. I don't know. The first one almost sounds like a North Dakota law.
What?
I have to believe that second one is real. I can just imagine the newscast that night of some guy being arrested because he was going around winking at a bunch of women.
So what do you think? Nothing illegal in this one city in America because there's only man? Or it's illegal to take a lion to the movie theater?
It's got to be the last one.
The last one is the fake one?
It has to be. That's too ludicrous.
In Ogden, Tennessee.
Ogden, Tennessee.
Nothing is illegal in Ogden, Tennessee, for there are no gods in Ogden, Tennessee, nor masters. There is only man. You think that's fake or real?
That's got to be fake.
It's got to be fake. Good job, TJ.
Yeah, good job.
Oh. Nicely done, sir.
But, especially in Tennessee.
Ironically enough, the lion thing is in Maryland.
Really?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Not in North. I don't know why that's a
in Maryland, it's
really
illegal to take a lion to the movies?
I'm still surprised that in Illinois, which is, you know, definitely a more quote-unquote
progressive
maybe left-leaning state,
that state law requires that a man's female companion shall call him master while out on a date.
Yeah.
It can't be real. Some of these laws, in fact, it goes on in some of these and says they've been repealed, but that one
has not.
Has not.
Amazing. All right, TJ, hang on the line.
All right.
All right, there you go.
That's funny.
This is great, man. Big shout out again to Persecuted, the movie releasing July 18th. Just getting to know some of the laws in our great nation of the United States. Coming up, we'll definitely have to do some more of this. On the way, got some Muzak for you from Incubus, but right now, Family Force 5.
Let's do it.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Here we go.
Party, and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever. Traffic.
Yeah,
that's the traffic report.
Cool.
That was it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon.
I'm just kidding. There does seem to be, there's an accident, two left lanes are blocked, I-40 east at Louisiana. That's exit 162. So I-40 East, Louisiana Boulevard, two left lanes are blocked. There's an accident. Also, there's construction, I-25 in Paseo. Be careful around there. That's your look at right now traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669.
Can we start calling it right now traffic right now?
Right now, traffic right now.
Right now, traffic right now.
Heck yeah, we can. Team Awesome Morning Party also brought to you in part by Persecuted, the movie in theaters this Friday, July 18th. Details, persecutedmovie.com. You can also check our website, mystaticradio.com. Posted some deets on
Dude,
that.
So many people have commented on the germaphobe thing.
Yeah?
All of you are weak.
We mentioned this morning earlier that... according to research, what's filthier than a toilet seat? Elevator buttons.
Elevator button.
According to a study, the prevalence on buttons of bacteria was 61%. On toilet seats, only 43%. So, stop touching elevator buttons.
So many people.
And with that, it got me talking about never, ever, 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 ever touching bathroom door handles.
Now, here's an opinion you don't hear very often.
Yeah.
And that would be the opinion... of a librarian.
Okay.
That's right, a real life librarian has
really?
Commented on our
Amazing.
Post.
Amazing.
She says, library books. Think about all the things people do while they're reading, the places that they read, and don't even get me started on the things people will use as bookmarks.
Okay.
I don't really have a choice in touching them. I'm a librarian, but it's best not to think about it.
Thank you, Amy.
Well, librarian, you have steered us astray because now that's all that I can think about. Thank you.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's a question of the day. I really will have to, I have to use paper towels, and I freak out if it's one of those, like, hand dryer rooms. Because I'm like, no, I don't know what to do. Because I can't touch bathroom doors.
Fitting rooms.
Ugh,
toilet seats, handle at the gas station. I refuse to use public restrooms. We got tons of stories like that. Oh, trash lids. Like when you're at a movie theater or a park and the cans have the lid you have to push open. They always look gross and dirty. Imagine what you can't see that's on there. Ooh.
Awesome.
Patty Dickinson says, what about cash?
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm weird about dollars as well.
I know.
It just feels gross.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
I always think it's fun when people ride on them and they're like, go to this website and track this dollar bill's journey. Because I'm like, it has had a journey. Did it overcome obstacles? Was there a protagonist-antagonist battle?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. Sarah, who called earlier, says her music students wind instrument mouthpieces.
Oh, gross. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nope. Mm-hmm. Nope. That-
rubber escalator handles a couple of people. Probably never been sanitized.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to our Facebook and check it out. Throw in your 2 cents.
Yeah, because think about that. If elevator buttons have 61% like nasty bacteria on them as opposed to only 43% toilet seats, yeah.
Kids with dirty diapers love to sit on the escalator rail. Just a poop smear up that thing. Throw in your 2 cents at our Facebook, but before you do, please sanitize it.
Yeah.
I think we want to do our contest one more time.
All right, here we go. It is your final opportunity up for grabs. We have a t-shirt from Persecuted, the movie. We also have a copy of the novel, which was created off of Daniel Lesko's script, the director and writer of the film Persecuted. He was awesome enough to sign these books, so it's the novelization of the film releasing July 18th. That's Friday, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
505-338-3700, the phone number. What we've got is a list of laws in our great country, being that the film Persecuted is about a dude who is standing up for his faith and is wrongfully accused by someone. He's set up by his own government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We wanted to find out about laws from our own government. So we have a list of laws. Some are real, some are fake. You got to spot the phony. 505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700 if you want to win one of these Persecuted prize packs. We also have a copy of the movie poster. You want to give away a movie poster?
Yes, I want to give away a movie poster. This is like the supreme prize pack.
All right, here we go. Static!
Hi, this is Carmen. I
want to
play.
Hi, Carmen. Right, Carmen. All right. Do you know your laws?
Somewhat.
Okay.
All right. Spot the fake, okay?
Got to spot the phony. We're going to give you a list of laws. You got to tell us which one is fake.
Okay.
Residents in this state commit unlawful bear exploitation if they purchase, possess, or train a bear for the purpose of bear wrestling.
Okay.
It's a Class B felony.
Shut up.
Punishable by a fine, confiscation of the bear, and restitution to a humane society. Sorry, for animals.
Okay.
That's number the first one.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You tracking?
Tracking bears.
Tracking bears?
Tracking bears?
You tracking?
Okay. Number two.
Oh, my gosh. Billboards have no place in this state. They're outlawed in the state with just 18 exceptions. The law comes from an urban beautification initiative.
Really?
Supposedly.
Okay.
And then finally, if any bull or ram over the age of one runs rampant in this state for more than 3 days, any person may castrate the animal without assuming liability for damage. 3 town residents must attest in writing that the animal is loose, and its owner must fail to reclaim or confine the beast after notice is given.
Man.
Oh my gosh.
Real? Yep. Which one's fake?
Good luck.
1 and 3 sound really odd, so I'm going to say that those are real, and I'm going to go with number 2.
Number 2, what was number 2 again? The beautification project or whatever?
You think that's fake?
Yes.
What state?
Well, it was in Hawaii.
It was in Hawaii?
And that is a real law.
That is a real law. We're sorry.
Yeah.
In the great state of Hawaii, they really care about beauty.
It says they're outlawed in the state with just 18 exceptions. The Urban Beautification Initiative dates back to 1927 when an all-white circle of Hawaii's power wives created the Outdoor Circle Club and lobbied for the ban. Today, the group exists as a watchdog on ever-threatening jumbo-size advertisements.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That's real. There you go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. One last phone call. One last try.
Let's do it.
All right. Static.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Who's this?
This is Lisa from Iowa.
Hey.
Lisa from Iowa.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
All right.
Thank you.
You ready for this?
I hope so.
Spot the fake.
Spot the fake.
Okay.
You have to get a permit in this state to modify the weather. Weather modification is not only possible, but it's actually a lucrative business. That's the first one, okay?
Okay.
In this other state, liquor stores cannot sell cooled water or soda, but they can sell uncooled soda. In fact, they can't sell milk either. There's a code specifically listing what types of beverages and at what temperatures permit-holding businesses can have in stock.
Wow. Okay.
And finally, the third law. Anyone trying to pass off margarine as real butter is guilty of a misdemeanor.
Stop it.
Okay. I think it's easy. I think it's the liquor store one.
The liquor store one.
So you say that a fake law... the law being that a liquor store cannot sell cooled water or soda, but they can sell uncooled soda. That's the fake.
And they can't sell milk either.
And they can't sell milk. That's the fake.
Correct.
All right. That's actually a real law.
That's real in Indiana. And the last one I read, Lisa, from Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone trying to pass off margarine as real butter is guilty of a misdemeanor in Iowa.
You're kidding.
That's a real law.
That's a real law in Iowa.
The great butter versus margarine battle rages on.
I remember my dad telling me stories about that when I was little.
Amazing. There you go.
Thank you
for playing,
Lisa.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Oh. I can't believe it's not a fake law.
Oh,
that's
crazy. The margarine of victory today was slight. Most people don't know their laws, apparently.
Most people don't know their laws. Some of these laws are crazy.
Well, that's it for Team Austin Morning Party. We are done. Amazing.
The funny thing is that weather modification,
yeah,
that's also real.
What?
Apparently, you can modify it. I don't know if you can really. Who knows? Yeah. Learned a lot today. Learned a lot about really dumb laws in the U.S. and day.
There you go. If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings. We are done. Up next, Middays with Mitch. Bringing the joy and the love and the happiness and the fun and the awesome.
And the fun and the awesome and the cool and the whatnot.
That's her.
We'll be back tomorrow for New Music Tuesday.
Heck yeah, we will.
Which is happening at 9 a.m.
Boom. Don't miss it. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.
From Millennium Entertainment, what if standing for your faith stood in the way of evil?
Cannot. Water down the gospel to advance anybody's political agenda.
Evangelist John Luther opposes the sweeping religious reform in America and is framed for murder to silence him. Now a fugitive, his mission brings him face to face with the coming storm of persecution that will threaten the Christian community. Persecuted, starring Fred Thompson, James Remar, and Natalie Grant. Rated PG-13. Parents strongly cautioned. In theaters July 18th.
The Team Awesome Morning Party Podcast. Brought to you by Persecuted. In theaters July 18th. More info online at PersecutedMovie.com. And get your tickets now at Fandango.com.